Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. You're joining us on a Thursday the 2nd of February to be exact, and it is a Culture Thursday. Now, I'm going to try and play some music today, but I've asked Mr. Cecil Newry to join myself and Mr. Mark Palmer this morning to continue the conversation we started having yesterday. And we were unable to complete. But before we get there's some things in the news that I would like to talk about for a second. Gentlemen, good morning, Mr. Palmer.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Newry.
It's always good to be on your show, Erin, and thank you very much for the invite. Yesterday, we were inundated with so many calls of people who said they couldn't get through. Mm-hmm. And all the texts say, we got to continue the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you are continuing the conversation, and we'll run it through to the next hour also.
Absolutely. I want you to notice that I have on my groupie shirt today.
I see. That means you're going to be baited?
No, I just reminded people that the groupie season is not finished, is not open yet. It's still closed.
Until
can't
February
catch an
sometime.
Asshole grouper.
But I always wanted to understand, since you bring it up, and I will quickly ask this question. Doesn't mean I just can't catch a group of fish, or I can still go and buy it in the restaurant?
Right. So
You can take it out of the freezer.
Oh, the freezer. Yeah.
You shouldn't expect to find Nassau grouper in a restaurant at this time during the closed season. But if you do find Nassau grouper in a restaurant on the menu, then that restaurant should have registered that catch before the season closed.
Okay, because I see some restaurants with it on the menu.
Yeah.
And they're serving it as grouper.
Right. You know, and so I think businesses that are serving Nassau grouper through the closed season should expect an inspection of their freezer at some point in time and their records, and should have their records that reflect clearly when that batch of Nassau grouper was purchased. Right? Mm. And then I imagine that customers should expect maybe to pay a slightly higher price for Nassau grouper dishes in the closed season. At the same time, just very quickly, I want to say to the Bahamian culinary public, don't sell people fish that is not grouper and charge them grouper prices. Don't sell people fish that is not grouper and tell them it's grouper.
You mean like rockfish?
Like rockfish?
But rockfish is a grouper.
No, but I said Nassau grouper. Sorry.
Okay.
Nassau grouper. Don't tell people you're selling them Nassau grouper.
Strawberry grouper.
But you ain't selling them Nassau grouper. Mm. Right? That's unethical. And it's a big problem across the globe with mislabeling of fish and selling fish as something that it isn't. Right? And so let's do that. But I also like to say that the lionfish makes a wonderful alternative to Nassau grouper in all of your grouper.
My favorite.
Applications.
You know, remember BNT, they had a little, they showed you how to clean it.
Yeah.
And we all went down and you have to put your finger in the mouth and hold it on the nose and then you clip all the little spikes backwards and it's beautiful. It tastes better than, I think it tastes better than grouper.
Absolutely. And once you practice trimming the fish, right, removing the dangerous spines, it's pretty easy to handle. Easy to fillet, easy to steak.
They have a YouTube video just how to do it if anyone's out there interested.
I get the YouTube video right down at Montague Ramp. If you go down to Montague Ramp and you have one, you can see them being cleaned. You know, someone will clean it for you down there. But just a note, Mr. Newry, I see you. I hope you see me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in today's paper, The Guardian and The Tribune, let's start with The Guardian. Minutes, Davis, spar over state of PMH. I just want to know, are they sparring over who's going to resign first? PM says, PMH neglect in recent years, indefensible. What do you mean by recent years, Honorable Brave Davis? Do you mean like 30 years? Is that what you mean by recent?
You mean 5 years ago.
Was that...
The last administration, I think that's what he's saying. Right?
That's what you're trying to say. Because what I would ask him is, did you go in the hospital before the pandemic?
You know, he just airlifted. He knew he wasn't going there at all.
This is what I'm saying.
He said, I ain't going there.
So, I mean, you saying five years, Mr. Newry. Like, I'm flabbergasted. Yesterday, I got a little verklempt. That's my European friends like to say. I got a little upset yesterday. Right? Because it's 2023 and people insist on disrupting conversations with a naivety that suggests that they weren't in New Providence for the last 30 years. That same thing is happening in this newspaper this morning. And I'm upset, not just because this is happening, because it's 2023, we're in a post-pandemic world. And medical facilities who by law require you to wear a mask to enter the facility do not have masks available for their clients and patients.
Where is this you're talking about?
I'm talking about a number of private and public medical facilities, doctors' offices, who by law are required to restrict access to people who are not wearing a mask, but do not have masks available for the people who are attempting to come and see them for service.
Well, I can speak to that because I went to a clinic, not mentioned for an ultrasound, same thing. Lucky I had one in my glove compartment, otherwise I would not have been able to.
So the person told me, hey, so... I was shocked when they tell me that, but I say I got a couple masks in my car. I can run to my car and get the mask. And they went back with the mask, and they told them, oh, that's not an appropriate mask.
Stop that.
Like, that doesn't fit the criteria for masks for entry into this establishment. And I thought to myself, why don't you have the appropriate specified mask available? And if not for free, like in a place like PMH, accident and emergency, where people are probably panicking because they have been in an accident or are having an emergency, that you don't have the proper masks available for those people, but you don't even have those masks available for sale.
But surely PMH has masks.
I bet you they do have masks. The question is, why wouldn't they be made available to the clients of the facility? It's like you have a hospital, but not for the people who need to be served in it. I am ashamed. I shame for both the Honorable Prime Minister Brave Davis and the Honorable former Most Honorable Prime Minister Minnis. I shame for them. How dare you have this trite back and forth, this tit and tat, while people are literally dying. The toilets don't flush.
In PMH?
A friend of mine, due to a lack of health insurance, experiencing a serious heart issue, was in PMH for days and days and days. And eventually, he told me he didn't even want to send it to me. Sent me the video of how he had to flush the toilet that was inundated with waste with his foot.
Oh, gosh.
He sent me another video where a patient laid next to him moaning. I would call it death throes.
Oh, dear.
Moaning next to him. That patient, my friend discovered, was deceased the next morning in the bed next to him. It is a disgrace that these two honorable gentlemen would waste the people's time having this ridiculous conversation. The only thing transparent about successive governments is this conversation and how unnecessary and foolish it is. Do you all remember that governments are continuous? Like your paychecks are continuous? take a moment to catch my
pen
breath.
Pen drops, yeah.
Yeah.
Slightly different subject, you know, talking about maskings. You know, mm-hmm. there's a Cochrane study that just came out, independent study that said masks do not work, even in a surgical setting. So that's really worrying that you have science that says this, mm-hmm. and yet we are still mandated to wear them, right?
Mark, I'm not sure if anyone at the PHA has the time or the resources available to them to be doing the work of research, right, and reading and staying on top or at the cutting edge of developments in science and medicine. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they have the time. And they're not going to have any more time available to them because if...
It's more than that. It's like there's always an orthodoxy, right?
Yeah.
You know, the Royal College of Surgeons in the UK, they didn't wash their hands. Surgeons didn't wash their hands for 100 years despite evidence being provided from them. So they would do surgery. I'm talking to the 1900s.
Yeah.
Then they would go and do an autopsy. And then they go back surgery. And they with such arrogance. They ignored the findings. And can you imagine how many people would have died or got disease because they didn't wash their hands? Mm-hmm. But that was orthodox. Very hard to break orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And orthodoxy says masks work.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then to couple it, the insurance industry is very concerned by the proposed policies concerning VAT and medical insurance, mm-hmm. that even more Bahamians and residents in the country will be pushed to the public system because they won't be able to afford the insurance coverage for medical care. It just is disheartening to sit for decades. This isn't a five-year crisis, gentlemen. It's disingenuous for you to suggest
this. It seems to me the PMH is always used as a political football.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand why there isn't a plan. I mean, it's a, you know, grown organization.
Because
should have a plan for renovation, for maintenance, for, and it's got nothing to do with politics.
But the political culture consumes everything. And so any space that they feel is important to them, they take control of. The problem with the political culture is it can only think in terms of 5 years. Mm-hmm. Can't think any longer than that. No long-term engagement. The inability, in fact, it is a troubling thought, but the solution is always, we civil society have to organize ourselves and use our resources to build the mechanisms that we need to ensure that we can participate in policy making, in decision making, mm-hmm. in national and community development. And it's through these civil society organizations that we organize the expertise in the country, as opposed to allowing the political class to organize the expertise in the country and then render them irrelevant or impotent as soon as an administration changes and they can no longer work with the government. Mm-hmm. Right, like that is the solution. And to not allow this very same politics to infect the civil society space itself. And we're going to leave it right there, Mark. Yep. But I don't want to continue talking about that at mm-hmm. this moment. Mm-hmm. Mr. Nuri, I forget what we come here to talk about.
Okay.
Let me clear these texts out. First text, good day, Aaron. Great show. Just wanted to add that I've finally seen the winter mangoes you spoke of. It's amazing to see. Dear Texter, thank you very much, and thank you for sending the text in. These people think I see Chickchawnees and winter mangoes.
Send us a GPS.
And no, don't do that, Mark. Not us. Send me a GPS. I don't know you like, I mean.
Yeah, I like my mangoes.
Mark has been a wonderful guest, a co-host, and has plied the show and the station with lots of wonderful treats from
my avocado, I've got little buds. Already buds coming through.
Oh, they're flowering.
Yeah, flowering.
They're very early.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're late winter. So I don't know mm-hmm. if they're early pears.
I think they're early.
Or if they're late pears. Oh, this is interesting. Anyway, another text. Morning, Lady Green. Blessings to CA and Mark. I'm hearing everyone talking about grouper close season in the Bahamas. What is the United Nations doing to get the Dominican poachers to respect the Bahamas grouper season? Those Dominicans refuse to let our grouper and various other seafood catch themselves by respecting the close of the season. What is the UN doing to put pressure on the DR and their poachers? It's an interesting question. But let's bring it a little closer to home, Texter. What is CARICOM doing? And now that the Prime Minister sits as the chair of CARICOM, can he initiate any action in that area? What is the government going to do about illegal poaching? This sort of aligns with our migration problem, right? If you're in the water looking for migrant boats, you could be in the water looking for poachers as well. Ms. Nuri, let us continue our conversation from yesterday. Downtown Nassau, the city of Nassau, Nassau Harbor, who is in charge of it? Mm-hmm. What's it for? Who is it for? And what's the way going forward?
You know, you know, when you send me those notes, I wanted to find out what this downtown Nassau partnership thing was. I was looking for a plan, right? I couldn't find anything. So I went on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They do have a page, but the last post wasn't. Mm-hmm. And they have a website. I clicked on that. That's a broken link. So I couldn't find out what it is they were advocating for.
Mm-hmm. Nothing at all.
So that's a challenge. I know a lot of work has been done. Because it's been going on since I came back to Nassau 20 years ago.
It's about a 20-year-old debate right now about what they plan to do for downtown.
Now,
right?
A 20-year-old formal debate, because the debate had been going on prior to 20 years, right? Prior to two decades, but a formal discussion.
So I conclude that it's not happening because there's no political will, right? Mm-hmm. It cannot happen. This talk about making east of East Street look better is impossible. Impossible because the politicals are not willing to push it to the next level. So let's accept that.
Okay.
Now let's accept that as a truism and find out why is it. Clearly there's a conflict. There's a conflict between government and what they see Bay Street should be looking at. And there's a conflict with the owners of Bay Street and where they see they're doing it. So how do we solve the conflict? The easiest thing, have someone manage Bay Street, or in short, privatize Bay Street proper, right? To have a management entity. Now, the problem with that is the last management entity of a district was in Freeport, where special interest people manipulated, and I'm not using it as a bad word, or managed Freeport for their benefit. And when they saw that the money they wasn't making anymore, they withdraw their expertise per se and allow Freeport to slow down, right, to a stop. So I'm thinking now, if we have, and I see the Progressive Liberal Party mentioned that they are opting or interested in having a entity managed by a chairman who will manage Bay Street, and I'm saying that is not the best option for Bay Street, and I believe that the Bahamian people need to understand what is being suggested and push back. What needs to happen is local government. Local government need to be introduced for Nassau proper. Not the whole of New Providence. And when I see that the last administration said they won't have local government for the whole of New Providence, but I don't think we need that at this present time.
Stick a pin.
Go ahead.
Can local government, as it currently exists, manage the affairs of Nassau City?
No.
And can you implement, here's the next thing, can you implement a local government model in Nassau City specific without implementing local government across New Providence?
I believe we have no other choice.
To start in Nassau City,
because Nassau City needs to get a jump start. They need to have jumpers in order to move forward. Right, so that's immediate. We need to have this done within 2 years in order for Nassau proper to move. And if we tarry anymore, you'll see that we'll be waiting another 5, 10, 15 years talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Because we are unable to convince the owners to move and jump and on the bandwagon with government. So we know that by itself. The central government is unable to jumpstart Nassau proper Bay Street. So I appreciate the efforts of Chester Cooper, the Deputy Prime Minister, but what he is proposing cannot work unless he relinquishes his position in terms of authority over Bay Street and give it to a specialized governance committee, which will govern and manage Bay Street to be profitable.
All right. Pause right there. We're going to pick up right there. The phone lines to call, 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259, 325-4259, and 323-6232, that's 323-6232. If you are calling from the Family Islands, remember to call and tell us when you're sending the fruit on the boat. We let the producer know. If you're calling from the Family Islands or you're on a cell phone or long distance call, let the producer know so we can rush to that call. He will signal us. Cecil, you stick in that point, but let's go to this call.
Yeah, man.
Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Top of the day. Yes, I wanted to call just to correct the gentleman just now about his comment about the Port Authority. Uh-huh. And I think this is like an elephant in the room because nobody seems to understood or understand what went on and what happened in Freeport. Right, but I want to give kudos to the Port Authority because the Port Authority is what us Grand Bahama the way it is. I know that our their borders or their ports of entry is kind of expensive, whereas it deters the cruise ships in ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. But the Port Authority that did not kill Freeport. Freeport was murdered when they decided to build a man-made beach in the middle of the downtown, the city area, which is at the bazaar. And after that, the whole bazaar went in absolute, like, mayhem.
Okay.
And then besides that, I just want to bring up one point just to jump over. Mm-hmm. And then now we have this new thing. And why I'm saying all of this idea of this private entity owning and thing like that, it isn't the best thing because even Port Lucaya right now is being under attack because what they did is they bring all the boats in, they bring the two or three ships that do come to Grand Bahama when it does come, and then they hold everybody hostage on the harbor talking about this senior frogs and all of this stuff. So the tourists don't even get to come and enjoy the island like how it used to be. But back to this bazaar and who did that and who was responsible
don't
for killing the
names.
Bahamas.
Don't call any names. You used the word.
Okay,
murder.
I won't call. I could call administration.
Yeah.
That's under the F&M.
Okay. I got you. Thank you. And let me tell you why this is, I can tell you why that this point is interesting to me, right? Because Freeport, Grand Bahama, is a free trade zone. Did y'all know that? It's the only free trade zone in the Bahamas. And I wondered, just for a tiny second, I was far away from my anti-imperialist self for a tiny second, and I wondered, would a free trade zone be an appropriate model? Could it work in any rendition? And I'm only saying that out of complete and utter desperation, right? We're saying this out of complete and utter desperation because something has to work and nothing has worked over the last minimum of 30 years.
Yep.
And so...
That's Francis and Jean. They left us.
I got you. And so I don't want to wipe it off of the table because I'm opposed to everything imperialist and capitalist, you see? I appreciate what you're saying, that we need to interrogate the port of the GBPA history and model to determine if there, if you know, if we are unsatisfied with the model, is there anything we could salvage from the model that could be used to construct a better system in the future? Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. And do me a favor. You keep thinking about it, putting your thoughts together from your perspective of what went wrong and what we could do to improve the situation.
Yeah, and just to leave on this note, can I make a plea to the government to please move the man-made beach out of the middle of the bazaar and maybe just use the bazaar model as like kind of the gateway to Bahamian ownership and work along with the Port Authority awareness, make the bazaar like how it used to be. Maybe the Greek restaurant, the Chinese restaurant, a Haitian restaurant, make it back like how it used to be. Make it a marketplace. Make it a nice place. And it don't have to be owned privately. Mm-hmm. Maybe get some of these rich behemoths and let them make a board or something like that and, you know, kind of make a bazaar someplace for behemoths to own and take ownership in instead of just selling it out. Because what the gentleman did when he bought the hotel and said that he would only buy the hotel if he was allowed to make a man-made beach in that vicinity, he in turn took all the money and left the country. Like everybody always come over here and swing the Bahamas. But you always notice they say it's nice in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
You know the real meaning of the word nice is colorful?
I was about to say. Can you see the plantation through the palm trees? Thank you very much, caller.
Okay.
All right. Have a great morning. And perhaps Grand Bahama can be used as a model, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we take the existing development plan and we model Grand Bahama, a city that we can recreate, right? Because it was designed. A city we can redesign, an island we can redesign, create cities, implement a system of local government that we intend to import to New Providence.
And I hear you, Aaron, but local government has yet to work into the Bahamas as yet. Freeport was an anomaly. It existed because the persons back then was trying to wash money. Mm-hmm. That era is over. The Port Authority era is finished. We need to find something else. This idle talk, let's go back in the past. I heard a gentleman say we need to bring in have a Greek restaurant, nothing Bohemian. Have a French restaurant, nothing Bohemian.
Greeks is Bohemian.
But they did be Bohemians who happen to be Greek.
Well, you can't serve Krakow if you don't have a Greek restaurant.
My point is,
the
creation of a foreign tourism product, no other place does that. Mm-hmm. And the idea that we have a continuous these foreign concept model, it's insulting. This goes right back to what we initially talking is, whose tourism are we building? How do we see Bay Street? And why isn't it not working? The port isn't working at this present time. Mm-hmm. And you can have reminisce about 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I think the port hasn't been working for the last 25 years, right?
Yeah.
You see it slowly been slipping to where it is now. So for the last 25 years, we realized the port ain't working.
There's nothing.
We need to change it. And we still reminiscing about the days gone by.
Right. Is it the infrastructure, like the technical structure and operation of the free trade zone, or is it the political?
It's just the model.
It's the model.
We don't
itself.
Have a model. You know, like Cecil said, there's just no model. You know, in other countries, when you're doing an urban regeneration, you know, you've got the scoping, the planning, the financing, the implementation. They have a model that they put that into, a local council, mayor, whatever, you know, and it's been in operation for 50 years. Mm-hmm. So they already have a system. We don't even have a system. So we don't have a foundation to make this happen at this point in time.
Let's go to this caller in Texas. I haven't forgotten you. Good morning, caller.
I apologize, and I don't normally call twice, but I wanted to correct a gentleman again. The first thing I said was behemoth, and I wanted to ask him, does he have any experience in Freeport?
Okay, caller, I feel you. I appreciate what you're saying. Let me share some of the critique that he's making. What he's saying is it don't matter even if it's Bahamians doing it, if the Bahamians think like Americans and they desire to be like
that's
Americans.
That's why, did he ever visit the bazaar when it was there?
I know Freeport finished now. I ain't going there. I said, see, don't stop.
I'm a Nassau being with Grand Bahaman experience or Grand Bahama experience, right? Let me say that first and foremost. But Freeport could be finished 8 times or 12 times before it gets in the condition that Nassau is in.
And
you want to throw all this loop at the port authority.
We're still doing
but we don't have a bunch of potholes in the road. We don't have a bunch of dirt everywhere. And only where the government is in control that the place is out of whack. And so you just down in this port authority, and I all for the government because I'm pro-Bahamian. I'm a real Bahamian patron.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Here's the question. I got you, Colin. I appreciate the critique. It has been heard. Do you think the government in its current capacity, right, like the government currently has the ability to take over the management of Freeport or the GBPA or the ability to manage by itself the city of Nassau or the cruise port in New Providence? You think the government could do that without any private sector civil society support?
Call it gone. Hello?
I think the call is gone.
My point is, who should manage Bay Street? Who should manage downtown?
Yeah, this is it.
And I don't believe that it needs to be managed by a private entity if this private entity is not elected or in some kind of democracy type of system. If they're not managing it properly, I should be able to say, time for you to move.
So not
without any political influence to say, well, I bring in somebody who is politically connected to my government and they will manage downtown, which is basically an extension of the government. We don't want that anymore.
But see, so the trouble is we don't really even understand the laws, you know. So if you're going to demolish historical buildings, I think Chester Cooper said, they still have to look at the law to see if it's possible. We haven't even got as far as to know what we can knock down,
down. It's a problem. It speaks to the lack of political will because it's 2023. The honorable minister should never find himself uttering those things in public in 2023. Let me pause there. Two callers and a text. The text says roadblock is money. Who's going to spend the money to develop downtown, the government or the property owners? Should the government invest money at the benefit of private property owners? And the private property owners saying the same thing. But the private property owners should remember that you're not investing for the benefit of the government. You're investing for the benefit of Bahamians, which you're supposed to be one of. Mm. Anyway, let's go to the call.
The IDB, the Sustainable National Action Plan, which speaks to that.
So
we'll stick a pin in that. But it actually says what government needs to fund and what needs to come from the private sector. So we already have some documents outlining that.
Yeah. Awesome. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning. What's happening?
Everything's good. How you doing?
Hey, listen, just to piggyback on the last caller, right?
Yeah.
The government can't manage the government.
Yeah.
Look at every government agency. Every government agency, it is a debt. Is overemployed, has issue. Every government department has a problem. The government can't manage the government. So how can you bring, how would one even conceive to let the government manage Grand Bahama Port Authority? Mind you, the Grand Bahama Port Authority has its challenges. And it has been the Achilles for Grand Bahama for a couple of years. I would go back to say ever since George died, the Grand Bahama Port Authority been on a downfall.
I got
the current, the Grand Bahama Port Authority in its current state is 100 times better than the government.
Oh boy, those are big, big words.
Until you see the structure of Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
Grand Bahama is structured.
Yeah, it's designed. It's structured. Yeah.
Look at Nassau compared to the government. Look at Nassau compared to Grand Bahama. People sleeping in cars in Grand Bahama, but people sleeping in cars throughout the Bahamas.
Yeah.
People sleeping on the side of the road all through the Bahamas. So Grand Bahama, it's not an exception to the rule that you have.
Yeah, those are not terms. Those are not terms we make the assessment on. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So again, Grand Bahama and its state right now is 10 times better than the government. Look at Bahamas Hill. Look at water and sewage. Look at BEC. Look at every government entity has a problem.
Okay, so just before you go, and I got to go, I got another caller. Are we looking at a private and public management mechanism? Okay, he's gone. Don't watch nothing. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? One more second, producer. Give him one more second. You still there, caller?
Aaron, what is there to manage? We don't, according to the IDB, we do not currently have a zoning or a development plan in place. So what the... Where are we going to...
Okay. Bachman, we got to go to the break.
All right.
And every time you say something, I got to say something because what you say is so poignant. Because it seems as if everything is just...
It's like quicksand.
It's been born out of the political imagination.
Quicksand.
And if it means... If it matters not to politics and getting reelected, it matters not to those who are in charge. That's what it seemed like. That's why I didn't want you to talk because then I could talk. Yeah. We got to go to a break. Absolutely. You're on the clock. Mr. Cecil Newry and Mr. Mark Palmer are joining me this morning. We're going to continue this conversation into the second hour. But you guys stay tuned as we close out On the Clock. We'll be right back.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your sponsor today? Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. I have a quick read for the listening audience from Ponciana Paper Press. Workshops start up again this month at Ponciana Paper Press, a center for writing, book arts, and publishing. This Saturday, you can learn how to silkscreen print your own designs onto t-shirts, tote bags, and tea towels in a five-hour hands-on introductory workshop with Bahamian artist and designer Margot Bethel. Only two spots left. And you can register for this event along with a number of other events coming up in the Ponciana Paper Press calendar at poncianapaperpress.eventbrite.com or by finding the Ponciana Paper Press page on Facebook and Instagram. Mm. It's a wonderful class to take. And if you're preparing like me to become a millionaire at the 50th Independence celebrations by selling every manner of tote, tag, bag, and t-shirt, you should start building up your skills to make sure that you are prepared to make money when the opportunity arises. Absolutely. I see we got a call, then some text. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, I got disconnected just now.
Okay.
I believe you started asking me a question.
I was just talking about the tension between public management and private sector management, right? And do you think that a private sector, public sector management model or mechanism is best to manage Nassau City?
Well, Nassau, in order to manage Nassau City has to be wiped completely clean. I start off with a blank sheet of paper.
Okay.
Nassau is too far gone to try to put any kind of order or any kind of thing to Nassau.
Now, not New Providence, you know. The city of Nassau, historic Nassau, Charlestown, right in the front by Rawson Square area.
B Street.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know, because Nassau is just like someone just put all the ingredients in a pot and just shake it up. And whatever came out, that's what came out.
I got you.
Nassau is too far gone to put any kind of order to it. Not just the city is too far gone. The people, the mindset of the people. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you try to put, okay, and grandmama, right? I live in a residential area. And a residential area, only single family homes can be put there. You can't put no shops. You can't put no gas stations. You can't put no churches. You can't put no funeral homes. Try that Nassau.
A lack of zoning enforcement. I got you. Mm-hmm.
Not just a lack of zoning enforcement. The mindset, because I'm a Bahamian, because I live here, I'm entitled to do this. And grandmama, when you buy a property, right before you sign, there's a restrictive covenant that tells you what you could do and what you can do on that piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's up to you if you want to or not. If you don't want to, then you go in the government area where you could do what you want to do.
I got you.
But if you want some kind of structure, then you would, hey, this is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. Now, mind you, we have a service charge annually, but that service charge that cleans the road, that cut the grass, and that my corner, every other week, the grass got to come through and cut my grass.
I got you.
Overgrown bush, they come and they cut the overgrown bush from growing up against the lump pole.
Man, Corner, you're making me jealous, man. Mm-hmm. I look here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is just my subdivision.
I got you.
This is just one area. So, again, you can't, Nassau is too far gone. Not just that. Before you can get an occupancy in your house has to be built to a certain standard.
The same thing in New Providence. I know, you thought I was cracking a joke. Caller, I got to go. Your points are made. I really appreciate them, right?
You know, and just one more thing. Okay. You know, it kind of annoys me when people who don't understand the model of grandmama try to comment on the grandmama. People who don't understand the model,
now,
the board authority,
all right,
the, bond, the bonded area.
I got you.
You know, it kind of
pause. I got you. I can let you go. I'm going to respond on the other side of the pause, right? We don't understand what's going on in Grand Bahama because ain't nobody told us. Like, I can't just take time off to go to Grand Bahama to figure out what's happening there. I gotta be honest with you. I am excited by what I have heard from you, the potential to build an effective model from some of the elements that are existing in Grand Bahama. But I could be honest with you, the Port Authority and the government of the Bahamas cared not whether other Bahamians understood what was happening in Grand Bahama. It's not a part of their political culture or their political model. So that ignorance is not due to us alone, right? But in that critique that I offer also suggests that we, the people, need to be more present in whatever mechanism it is that's devised to manage the city of Nassau. Be an element that is citizen-centered, outside of the political culture, politics, and elections, right? Maybe from a civil society perspective, but not organized by other civil society groups, a group whose focus is citizen engagement and decision-making. But when we consider what the model looks like, it has to include private sector, public sector, business sector, like chamber of commerce driven, and a cultural element and a citizen element, right? Like all of those interests have to be represented on whatever board or mechanism we create and represented by the constituents of those groups. Not by some overarching group that says, well, we can speak on behalf of, and we've done a study, and we've consulted with. Those people themselves have to be a part.
Well, the downtown Nassau Development Plan, if I could find it, but looking on the DTJ Design website, it has those three things, three general areas. There's a cultural and entertainment tourism area. There's a contemporary urban setting serving retail needs, and then there's a public promenade, cultural offerings, professional services, all within walking distance. So it does cover some of those particular areas, you know, the green, the environmental, the social, as well as the economic And so there, if I could find it, we could probably, this probably does speak to it.
Absolutely, and maybe bring in a member of the committee or a couple of people.
Just to talk again, because all these are proposed things. There's no plan for Bay Street at all. It does not exist. It's just idle talk. It's just talk.
But here's the question, Cecil. Do we wait until the government says that it's ready to initiate a formal process? You could imagine people in the media saying that the commissioner of police would have said that no reports of marital rape were made to the police. That means that rape within marriage doesn't occur when there is no official offense. There is no offense to be reported on, right? Like, how can I make a report if there is no offense, right? It's like in the same way. Do we have to wait for government to initiate this process to devise a plan? And if government doesn't get on board, like the same way government could say, if you don't do anything with the land, eventually we will acquire it and do something with it. Why can't the citizens say, if you don't do anything with the public infrastructure, we will fix it, and then we will refuse to pay taxes until that the commensurate amount has been paid off. You see what I'm saying? Why don't we do the same thing?
In theory, my friend.
Because we're afraid of jail.
Yeah.
Jail is be hard.
That's why politicians don't go. I see.
The challenge, the public sector is not leading. That's we don't have a model, and the public sector is not leading that space. You know, and I think that's the big, you know, the Sustainable NASA Action Plan, actually, one thing it said was that the public sector just reacts to private initiatives for urban development without leveraging the public interest, the bit that you're talking about, the civil society aspect, and validating the integrity of the interventions. So the danger is it could just be, if it's a private sector approach, it'll be economically driven, and you may lose some of that cultural, social side of it. And that's why the public sector has to drive this. So if it doesn't, we'll be talking about this when we're 80.
Absolutely.
We don't think they do. So it's scary to have them try to manage Bay Street when they prove they can't manage anything.
I wasn't really talking about the managing. It's just putting together the structure.
And
then having the model, you know, driving the model, you know, having all the bits that the missing bits that we talked about, having that in place. The government should be able to do that. They have an attorney general, they have legal, they have Ministry of Works, they have all that. They could put that together.
I would you. They have me, they have you, they have Mr. Newry, they get all of the talent in this country, and yet nobody thought that they would have to make the appropriate masks available at medical facilities for people who need to use the medical facilities.
But how you could do downtown if you don't have zoning laws in place?
I would you. But listen, let me read these callers. To the caller who was on the line, we couldn't take the call at the end of the show. Please call back on the second half, Mr. Newry's Guardian Radio AM half. Just a couple quick texts, producer, before you play that song, Nassau Merengue, for me to close it out. Aaron C.A., the last caller was right. It's a totally different setup in Freeport than Nassau. Freeport was well planned out. Nassau isn't. In fact, Nassau needs a real overhaul. Listen, y'all impress me with this Grand Bahama talk today, you know, but y'all have a whole free trade zone in Grand Bahama. I don't know if we should be listening to y'all. I'm not being disgusted.
Not happening.
Y'all have a whole free trade zone in Grand Bahama, and I don't like free trade zones. Providence is a robust economic city, yet for over two decades, there's a major pushback to redevelop East Bay Street. You are right. Freeport is not Grand Bahama. Drive out of Freeport and you'll see Nassau. Great show. We need to start setting up activities Bahamians like to do, not what the tourists like. Tourists want to experience us being ourselves and what we do, not tailor a package for them. We are turning into the cruise ship. Because Zarawaki think Bahamians... See, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Bahamians like to spend plenty money. I didn't mean to call that place name, you know. You know, they had a storytelling event. They have storytelling events at Arawaki?
No, I didn't know that.
Anyway, big things about Arawaki. Same time. Y'all, Bahamians like to spend plenty money on nothing, and so we make tourists spend plenty money on nothing. Seems like a model. Get C. Allen Johnson on one of your two-hour shows to discuss Freeport, Grand Bahama as a whole and how it can work in conjunction with the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. Okay, when we do that, we do that. I just wanted to use that model for the discussion, because it seems so many people were familiar with the model and could then have the discussion based from there. We are all out of text, all out of time. Producer, play that song as we roll into the break. Hopefully, Mr. Nurienga kick me out of the studio for the second half of the show, and we could keep going. You guys, it's been great. Thank you for calling. We were having some issues with the phone line. Y'all keep calling till you get through. We can't sort out the phone lines without you. Have a great day. Everything's working? That's right. Y'all calling. And if you have any trouble, you call in again. And then again, my friend. See you soon.
Na so merengue, na so merengue, na so merengue, mamita na so merengue.